Now it's time for Prizes Inside.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to a very special episode of the Prizes Inside podcast.
Pip for short.
It's one we've been teasing for a long time. I, of course, am Billy.
And I am also known as Jeff. I don't know why I said also.
But. Finally here, we're finally getting to our fan appreciation episode. We've got snacks to try. We've got feedback to read. It's all very exciting stuff.
This is also our season finale. Taking just a short little break to, you know, get feedback from you, the listener. Maybe tinker with the audio, see if we can improve the quality.
Yeah.
See if we can come up with some ideas for maybe different segments. Or if there's anything y'all want us to do that we haven't done or blah, blah, blah. Or maybe doing something that we do that you don't like and stop doing that. You know, it could be a myriad of things.
We didn't really plan a schedule for this, so we'll just be winging it.
Yeah, this is going to be a loosey-goosey, relaxing, fun-filled episode. We got multiple snacks to try, and these are all from different people that have given these to us, so we didn't buy any of these. It's pretty exciting.
This is the first episode that will have paid for itself.
Yeah, and then some.
So, well, I guess we'll start there in a sense.
Do you want to start with the foods or do you want to start with the feedback?
We'll
start with the... I'm going to try and go in the order in which they were received. I got this back on my birthday, actually. This is... Okay, so funny story. You may have heard the crinkling there. Billy pointed out in a recent episode, I had grabbed an item with a wrapper around it, a plastic wrapper, and apparently I was holding it but kind of fidgeting with it, and apparently the crinkling sound just... drowned out any of my dialogue.
Annihilated your audio.
And then so before this started, he was like, all right, here's a thing that we have to be aware of. We can't be holding those things and like fidgeting with them. And then literally seconds into this, I grabbed that and was about to do the same thing until I saw his stare and realized my mistake. So anyway, I'm going to leave it here, sitting here in front of me instead of holding it. Anyway, the first item, got this back on my birthday. It's the Reese's Potato Chips Big Cup.
And actually just by happenstance, a day or two ago, we were watching YouTube, and an ad for this came on, and I forgot that we had this, and I thought to myself, and in fact said out loud, that sounds disgusting. Madison, though, was curious about it, the salty...
Yeah, I think it's an interesting combination. My hunch is the flavor of the potato chip won't really be that prevalent, but I think the fact that it'll have a crunchy texture to
it. But it's pretty soggy.
Maybe.
The Reese's peanut butter is some oily peanut butter, and chips are not known for their ability to stay stiff in the face of moisture.
That's what she said. Oh my god!
It was you this
time. Oh my god!
Luckily, my computer buzzed before we started.
And it timed right when I had a great retort and everything. Dang it. Oh well.
You had your chance. One more thing with Reese's. It has nothing to do with the chip Reese's, but after Easter... the Kroger by us had their Easter sale for Easter candy. So I got some jelly beans because I like jelly beans. And I also got some marshmallow-topped Reese's.
Oh, the mallow whatever?
Yeah.
Those are good.
They're terrible.
What?
I hate them.
We were not on the same page on that.
No, we weren't. I so much prefer regular Reese's.
What was wrong with them? What?
I just don't like them.
Huh.
It's like it's too... It's like sour cream on the Reese's. I don't like it.
Man, I thought we were going to have a moment there. An unscripted moment of you know, connecting on a product. Nope. Not even close.
No, the opposite, in fact. So we'll see what happens with this one.
We'll go ahead and open these up. This is a submission from my friend / colleague, Monica. Thanks so much for this. Let's go ahead and open it up.
While you do that, I'm going to take a sip of water. We'll double up all the weird sounds that everybody wants to listen to. It's tall. I've never had a big cup Reese's.
Yeah, this is definitely, it's got a depth to it that I wasn't expecting.
Yeah, well, I'm just going to go right in for it.
I'm going to take my coaster so I don't...
Oh, that's smart.
In case it's a crumbly potato chips situation.
Well, it is crispy.
Mm-hmm.
I was wrong about that.
I feel my prediction was pretty spot on. Didn't taste a potato chip at all, but it did add a nice crunch to it. And that's fine. You okay over there?
Yeah, you can feel the potato chip.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I also need more water.
That's Reese's peanut butter cups, though, in a nutshell.
Yeah, that wasn't bad. I don't Honestly, I don't know if I like the big cup. I think I like the regular ratio of Reese's, but honestly, I think it's just a Reese's cup.
Yeah.
If you like
it's Reese's, a crunchy Reese's cup.
Yeah, that, exactly.
That's right. It. So what are you going to give it?
Probably a 3.
Same.
I think if you like the big cup Reese's, you'll like these just fine. Personally, I prefer the regular Reese's, but that's not the big cup's fault. That's just my preferred ratio.
Yeah. I imagine if you like some crunch in your candy and your chocolate sweets, this will go over big for you.
Yeah.
That's all I got. It's pretty straightforward in terms of a product.
Which is kind of nice.
Sometimes. It's refreshing. It's not trying to be anything more than Reese's.
Like it's not a pizza potato. Reese's with tomatoes all up in it like the ice cream. It's just...
I guess, yeah.
It's salty. It's chocolatey. It's a classic.
And yeah, the potato chips aren't drastically changing what you're getting. They're just adding, again, a nice crunchy experience. It almost is like a... It's like a crunchier version of like a Crackle or a Crunch Bar, but in a peanut butter cup. If that makes sense.
Interesting.
In the way it has that crunchy experience. All right. Well, that was the first one.
Yeah. Let's do, I guess, do you want to do one more food and then we'll read some comments?
Sure. All right. Up next, this is from another fellow coworker, colleague, friend. This is from Phoenix. Up next, we have the Snickers Cinnamon Bun Bar.
This one should be good.
I'm curious to see how prevalent like the cinnamon bun flavoring is.
Hopefully quite a lot.
Yeah. I mean, I love Snickers is one of my favorite candy bars like ever. So for me, it's like, oh man, how do you improve on perfection?
Snickers has peanuts in it, doesn't it? I'm thinking of the right one.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I like the Milky Way better.
I mean, I like a good Milky Way, but there's something about a Snickers. This has peanuts, cinnamon bun flavored nougat, caramel, and milk chocolate. Comes in a... I like the color of the wrapper. It's like a...
Very almost, cinnamon bunny.
Almost sky blue. And then, the cinnamon bun's on there. So, without further ado, I'll go ahead and open it up.
Yeah, let's crack it open. Let's cut it in half and...
Thank God they saw the veins, right?
Yeah.
Did you not hear about that?
I heard about it. I didn't see it.
Anyway, all right. I'll cut it in half and then you get the pick. Ooh, that cut in nicely. All right. So... Again, this is the Snickers Cinnamon Bun Bar. We're going to give it a whirl. And
Since you've cut it in half, right? One time Madison did like a little trivia game for our friends, and it was just cross sections of candy bars. And you had to,
as
like a picture round, you had to guess what the candy bar was.
That's cool.
Yeah. This would have been Snickers.
All right. There's so much silence.
Well, it's a lot of chewing.
Yeah, I know.
Snickers are tough candy bars.
Thoughts?
It took a minute for the cinnamon to get there. Mm-hmm. At first, it kind of just... I can't remember like what the flavor of it was, but I'm thinking of like a some kind of candy bar with like a candied nougat kind of thing, just that's kind of a generic sweet.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really get much cinnamon, but then at the end, it was...
Yes, it comes through a little bit.
Cinnamon bun.
Yeah, it hits you a little bit after the fact.
Yeah. I do think it, it kind of nailed the flavor. At first, I was like, oh, this is just... kind of a Snickers, and then it's like, oh, it's a little different, and then it kind of morphed into the cinnamon bun flavor.
Yeah, it was a slow burn of an experience.
So that was kind of fun.
Yeah. This is another one, I feel like the Reese's Cup, where there's not a lot going on under the hood in terms of
the
experience.
A Snickers with a little different flavor.
Yeah.
Which was neat, and I think if you like cinnamon buns and you like Snickers, this genuinely cannot miss.
Mm-hmm.
What hurts it for me is I think the only, because I've had cinnamon buns in a restaurant, they never live up to just the cylinder of Pillsbury cinnamon rolls you can get.
I see.
And just put the icing on and toss them in the oven. I love those darn things. And no quote unquote good quality cinnamon roll can really hold a candle to those. So I'm probably going to end up on a 3 again, because it wasn't the type of cinnamon roll that I wanted it to be.
I wish it had more of an icing flavor to go along with it. That's my major complaint. But even so, it was good. I think a 3 is, again, a worthy number for it.
But if
again, good, not great, but I liked it.
If you really love cinnamon buns and you really love Snickers, this...
It hits the spot.
It could get into the 4 territory for someone of that ilk.
There's a Venn diagram of a person out there that really nails.
For sure. Well, yeah. I can tell what their market was.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't think it was me.
That's fair.
Not that it wasn't me, I guess, but just...
It wouldn't be something you go out of your way to get or probably try again. And that's fair. But I'm glad we did. And thank you again to Phoenix for that one. Appreciate it. The Snickers Cinnamon Bun Bar. Not a clever name or anything. It just describes it. Straightforward. And that's that.
Nor are they a sponsor.
Nope. Neither Snickers nor Reese's are sponsors. They could be. But they're not.
Yeah, you mentioned that there's really only been a handful of things that we've tried so far that I've really regretted putting into my mouth.
Yeah, I think on the whole, our percentage of things we enjoyed at least moderately to things we didn't is pretty high. Like 90% to 95%, I'd say, of the stuff.
Yeah, or at least good. And I would say the positive surprises are probably more frequent than the negative ones.
Yeah, I would agree. We're usually selling something short more than often the other way around. But hey, good to be wrong in that case.
It is. I'm going to pull up some communications here.
Did you want to do the emails first or the comments? Or?
Well, I only have the emails up, okay. So if you have some comments.
Sure. Give me just a second.
While you're doing that, I think this may have been one of our first feedbacks from Drew. We were complimented. This is after the first 6 episodes.
Nice.
Drew's favorite part was our NFT discussion that took up the bulk of episode 3, which is, I mean, good for Drew, because I know from having edited several of them that we hit the NFT well several more times. So it's good that at least one person appreciated our admittedly repetitive take on how they're silly.
Yeah.
Thank you, Drew.
I didn't know if there was more to it or not. I couldn't remember, so. Drew's an old buddy of mine I've known for, God, I bet it's been close to 20 years now. Maybe. 15, 20 years.
Well, actually, no, there is actually a little bit more. So in this episode, in the episode that caused Drew to reach out, we were talking about ranch and whether it would work as a popcorn flavor. My guess is this was probably the Doritos chips.
Or
the Doritos popcorn?
I think so, yes.
Yeah, because we were...
Speaking of the Doritos popcorn, I saw them in store at... where was I? But I saw them in a store that you could just buy them in normal bag sizes. So they're still around.
And they must not be exclusive anymore.
Yeah. I don't know if that was an initial like retailer exclusive and then they only had that for a few months or whatever.
Maybe it was experimental and then they thought, oh, people like it.
Yeah, maybe.
Drew says that ranch would make an excellent popcorn topping, and in fact, has tried it before, making popcorn, tossing in some ranch nice. Flavoring. It is evidently delicious.
I could see that, I guess, yeah.
Yeah. So we'll just splice in the thank you, Drew, from before to here.
Or we leave it like this.
Depends on who edits
it. Yeah, whoever's doing it. You'll do it, I won't. And that's how you'll know who did the editing on this one.
Or not, because if I edit, I'll just take out this whole thing.
Yeah.
So no one will even know.
Oh, man. We just have 2 competing cuts of the same episode.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, kind of.
I mean, it would be a big waste of time.
Oh, yeah. Ain't nobody going to listen to the same thing twice.
All right. Read us a comment.
All right, a comment? All right. This is from, believe it or not, episode 1.
Okay.
This is back when we talked about the Kellogg's Wendy's Frosty Chocolatey Cereal,
our
debut.
The namesake of our show, our cereal episodes, always will have a soft spot in my heart.
A soft spot, about, soggy spot, yeah.
Oh, that's good, a soggy
spot. Soft, soggy spot, yeah.
But what about in the hearts of our fans? What
do All right, have this comes from a listener named Madison, I don't know.
I'm familiar.
Are they a big fan? Okay.
Yeah.
They
For
commented,
a while, they were one of our only most regular fans. Listeners. Yeah. I don't know if they still do.
Wow. So their comment, we must have been, this was the episode we talked about gazpacho, cold tomato soup.
Yeah.
She says, gazpacho is salsa masquerading as soup.
See, I'm glad that someone agrees with one of our takes. I don't remember whose take it was. I think you were down on it.
Oh, yeah. I was not into the idea.
But apparently it's been 34 episodes ago, so I don't have a very strong memory of the conversation.
As soon as it's recorded, my brain lets go.
I didn't edit that one. I didn't start editing till fairly late. maybe
last third or something, maybe.
Yeah, but otherwise I would maybe remember it better. Well, yeah. Thank you, Madison, for that wonderful feedback. Love you.
So, yeah, speaking of editing, remember when we first started and I was like, I don't think we need to edit this. It'll be fine.
Yeah, I do.
And then I listened to it and I'm like, oh my God, there's so much to edit.
Yeah. Well, so you were you were real gung-ho about releasing them. And we were walking through Kroger, Madison and I, while we were texting back and forth. And I was like, no, Jeff doesn't want to edit. Madison's like, oh no, you got to edit. And then you started doing your, and I think your response was, I think you might be onto something.
Yeah. I quickly realized we sound pretty awful without cutting out the awkward silences and the noises and
yeah.
The thoughts that go nowhere or the stuttering, mainly yeah. On my part.
I mean, I've cut out some stutters of my own.
Yeah.
If you're listening, we've probably mentioned this before, but the editing room gets some work.
That's where the magic happens, where the episode comes together. There are so many uhs and ums that you'll never hear, but they happen, trust me.
Yeah.
They happen.
Even things like this, where one of us will just interrupt another person by just saying, yep.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just like, oh, you know, that supports what the other person is saying. I'll keep that in. Other times it's just...
I'm like, shut up, Jeff. Just shut up. You have to say something every time somebody finishes something. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've noticed that, and it's something I've tried to be more aware of, but... You don't really think of it actively in the moment.
Not always.
Sometimes and so it creeps up a lot, even in spite of the fact that I'm aware of that bad habit.
You do get better at stuff, because I remember the first episode, again, I distinctly remember thinking, what do I do with my hands?
But yeah, I haven't thought of that for a while.
Yeah, now it's pretty... The only thing I think is if I'm moving, is like I don't want...
Making too much noise.
Yeah, make noise right. On the floor or the couch or anything like that. So thank you. Thank you, Madison, for engaging with us and boosting our numbers. It's always helpful. It's always appreciated. And thank you again for agreeing with, I think, Jeff, but I'm not positive.
Probably both of us on some level.
So this is one that I'm pretty excited for. So this is an email from Alex Sanfilippo, who I don't think either of us know.
I was going to read that if you didn't.
Yeah. So Alex, I think, is probably our first listener that found the podcast just in the wild.
Organic. An organic fan. Yeah.
They said they found it on they found it on Apple, and they wanted to reach out because they just couldn't wait to share something that their company called Podmatch just started doing that may interest us. Podcast hosts now get paid to interview hosts from Podmatch, and this was all the way back on March 8th, so I'm sure many more hosts have been paid in the interim. And Alex is excited because he thinks this change is going to revolutionize not only the podcast industry, but also our show, because mm-hmm. hosts are getting paid for doing what they love. And that really just warmed the cockles of my heart when I read that. So thank you, Alex, for reaching out with that opportunity. They also said, keep up the great work with your show. I'm sure they listened to all three episodes that had come out by then.
They were hanging on every word.
Oh, yeah. You can tell just by reading.
They didn't even capitalize our title.
Yeah, they...
Come on. Come on.
They did their best.
No, they didn't. They could have done better.
Well, they could have got more podcast hosts paid.
That's true.
If they maybe marketed their company better.
Fair. Another comment on Facebook. This is from episode 2. Although... this person may have listened to some... No, they listened to only the first two so far at that point. This is from Jennifer, an old friend of mine. She says, Evan and I listened to the first two episodes. We don't get a lot of time to ourselves these days. And they were delightful. Thanks for sharing these. Thanks for the kind words. It's very nice to hear that somebody's enjoying them.
Yeah. Enjoying their limited alone time.
Yeah, that's the thing. Is they're giving up precious time they have away from the kids. To listen to us.
Yeah.
That's actually kind of sad.
No, it's not sad.
I feel bad that you...
It's hurtful.
It's okay to live more than just through our podcast. You can find other things to do. It's okay.
But, well, our podcast is such great content. If people want to enjoy the podcast, let them enjoy
it. I'm just, you know...
So I have a couple emails from Cora, who we both...
Yes.
Both know.
Old friend of ours from back in the day.
So There's two episodes in question. The first is our Pepsi Nitro episode from about 2 months ago, based on the timing of the email. Cora agrees with me that Pepsi Nitro is a bad name, which is, I always love to hear.
I don't think I disagree, though, really.
No, but it was specifically...
I came up with Pepsi Silk!
Specifically says, I agree with Billy that Nitro is a bad name. There's no mention of Pepsi Silk.
But that was, come on, you know that was a winner.
I mean, it was good, but I'm just saying the fans...
The fans? Hold on.
The fans agree with me.
Okay, Cora's not a monolith here. They don't represent the views of the entirety of our listening audience.
We don't know that.
Just so we're clear. We don't know that, but we can't assume
that. We have a
small
enough
listening
audience that one person might represent.
They're probably a good, like, 40% of it, yes, but still.
Yeah, so the carbonation sounds like was not necessarily a favorite in the Cora household.
I think that's not an uncommon view.
Yeah, the expectation was that it would be better liked, but...
What?
Nothing.
I can never tell when you're done with these.
I know. I feel I'm really butchering this one.
Sorry, Cora. Your email was worded fine and everything. Don't.
No. The email's great. Yeah. Well, we'll keep in the first part where Cora agrees with me. We'll cut out the next bit where I just deer in the headlights.
You could just read the bottom part of the email. You could just read the email.
I suppose that's true, but I was trying to summarize.
Okay. Either way.
Well, one thing of note here is that Chris and Cora, both, after drinking that, had pretty bad heartburn. Which seems like the opposite of what Pepsi Nitro wants to do.
Yeah, I don't know why that is. I know I didn't have any kind of post-heartburn from that, but like...
Yeah, I've had it a few times since as well, and I actually think it's a kind of a smoother soda. So maybe it's just one of those things that hits people different.
It's possible. Maybe it's something with the nitro or something that causes that. I don't know.
Yeah. And then Cora's also, I don't want to say disappointed, because she liked it better than Chris did here, but also observed that it kind of has the same consistency of a post-float soda.
Yeah, like I do agree with
the
that.
The creamy root beer.
It's like a little too creamy for a soda.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would agree to that.
At least for a cola-flavored soda. Even the vanilla one, I feel like, is just not quite there.
Yeah.
So thank you, Cora, for that message here. And I'll let you take a turn, and then I'll round out the Reese's Puffs.
Okay. So the next comment. So a few episodes down the road, we got another comment here. Travis was excited about our McDonald's Odyssey into the land of the menu hacks, if you recall.
I do recall.
He was excited for the land, air, and sea, specifically. Said, been waiting for this one. It sounds dreadful.
It was.
It wasn't. He's not far off. Yeah, that was pretty much exactly how it ended up being.
Definitely not worth it. I think I said in the episode, I still believe that it was a practical joke. No one, certainly not while they're driving. Oh, God, I hope not. But it's hard for me to imagine anyone in the middle of a McDonald's just touching every single piece of food on their plate. So that they could merge them into the monstrosity that was the land, sea, and air concoction.
Fun comment from Brent on the Moon Cheese episode.
I remember the Moon Cheese episode too. Our
two-parter.
Yeah.
Our first.
Not quite a sponsor. Not sponsored,
but provided by the manufacturer.
You know, not to interrupt the comment here, but Moon Cheese, if you're listening, I have looked for more Moon Cheese because a post-episode... We split all the leftovers, right? And I was just munching on it. Man, really grew on me.
Yeah,
but
me too.
I can't find it in the local stores here.
It's harder to find. They have a store locator, so if you want to use that, you can use it to find whatever's nearby that has them in stock.
Yeah.
And it'll even say what flavors are available at a given store.
That's convenient.
So I recommend using that. But yeah, it isn't widely available as much as I'd like it to be. I'll say that.
Yeah, I agree. Anyway, what did Brent have to say?
A simple Star Wars reference. He just said, that's no moon.
That's straightforward.
That's it. That was the extent of that comment. Looks like from, speaking of the Reese's Puffs Cluster Crunch episode, we've got a comment from that one. Dakota agrees with you about, I believe...
So Cora was a monolith.
What?
Cora was a monolith.
How so?
Cora is a monolith. Because so far, every fan email that we've had that agrees with either of us agrees with me.
Well, I'm not sure, because they posted a GIF of a person, like, flipping a table and stuff. So I'm not sure if they're saying, like, that. Okay, Dakota said, me, when Billy said marshmallows would make every cereal better. And then it's a GIF of, what's his name? From, oh my God, what's his name? Hold on. It's from Regular Show, but I'm blanking on the name of the character.
Oh, I never watched Regular
Show. Oh, Regular Show's great.
I've heard a lot of good things.
Muscle Man. Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's a GIF of Muscle Man flipping a table from Regular Show. So it seems to imply she doesn't think that marshmallows would make every cereal.
Because she wasn't explicit in the comment, I'm going to assume that in this case, she agrees with me.
I mean, I figured you would take any opportunity, regardless of the accuracy, to do that.
So, well, whatever. Speaking of.
Yes.
So Cora reached out again for our Reese's Puffs episode. This is a little bit after the episode came out. So, you know, enough time to let things sink in, to really, to let the thoughts marinate.
Oh, sure.
Agrees with me again. Marshmallows would make every cereal better. It's a fact. You've heard it.
You can't call it a fact because more than just yourself believes in that. It doesn't make it a fact.
No, it does.
It makes it an opinion maybe a popular one, but not a fact.
Well, Cora's fiance disagrees, but that doesn't count.
Oh, well, then there you go. Ed Even Stevens. Thank you. Thank you, Chris. I appreciate that.
Apparently, Chris isn't a marshmallow fan, but he also doesn't like sweet cereal, so his opinion really shouldn't
matter. Oh, that's not true. I appreciate your opinion, my dude. Don't let these naysayers bring you down.
No, your opinion's wrong. You should like sweeter cereal and put more marshmallows.
No. No. You just live your life. Live your best life. Don't worry about
your best
what the life, haters
you can't live your best life without marshmallows in your cereal. That's all I'm saying. You're leaving life on the table if you are enjoying it without marshmallows.
Why are we staring at each other?
Do you have any more comments?
From Facebook, no.
Okay. There's only one more email, and it's the one that I was intentionally saving for last, because it's the one I'm most excited for.
Oh, yes, I know which one this is.
Yeah, and you can pull it up, because there's enough in it
that
we can read our own.
Okay, give me just a second. I accidentally closed that.
Well, we'll do that at the end. We have more food to try. We gotta...
Well, okay, do you want to do two more rest of the feedback and then finish out with a snack?
Sure.
All right. So, next is, I don't know how to pronounce it. It's, well, I'm going to get my phone out to do the Google Translate thing with the phone. It's Ulker, I believe, or Ulker. It's a Turkish dessert from my colleague slash friend at work, Fitnot. She visited Turkey a little while back. Her family's from Turkey.
Oh, that makes
sense. And she brought back some treats, and this was one that she brought. And I said, you know what? I'm not going to eat it right now. I'm going to save it for the podcast.
Nice.
Because I thought, what a cool, fun thing to enjoy. And everybody else can, like, by proxy also enjoy it. So let me get my phone, which I don't know where I put. Do you see it anywhere? Is it under my... No?
No.
Hey, Siri, where are you?
I'm here.
Oh, right behind me. That's kind of sad. Okay, so I'm going to read... There's, like, a little blurb on the side here beside, like, the logo. I'm going to see if I can translate it using my phone, the Google Translate app, to see what it says. Translate.
No pressure, Google.
It does a pretty decent job. I've used it when navigating menus in Japanese and whatnot for, like, import video games and stuff. It does the job. All right. Ask V, Sadix the question inside the box. Find out how. Well, they know you. Okay, let me try it again. It depends.
It does a pretty good job. Gibberish.
No, it's just because, like... It has trouble focusing on the letters because it, like, blurs when it gets close. Ask your Celticans from the end and you learn how well they know you. See, it's getting the last part. Let me see if I can, like, zoom in on it.
You need more light?
No, it's got plenty of light. Okay. Oh, hold on. Of the box, ask your loved ones the questions. In V, find out how good you are. I think they're saying, like, ask your questions in the box to see how, like, ask your loved ones... questions from the box to see how well they know you.
Right.
I think is what it's saying. It's just...
So are all of these going to have, like, a question?
I'm not sure.
Well, let's test.
Yeah. There's a hashtag, SenseBen. I don't know if I said that right.
Well, you can translate it.
I'll try. Okay, Ulker. Okay, so under it says chocolate milk. Sutlu Cinco Lata is chocolate milk, according to this.
I do love chocolate milk.
Barcalon, it says, for do you think I is the hashtag. So there's some sort of theme there.
So I'll bet you each piece of candy says, do you think I blank?
Yeah.
And then you're supposed to ask your friends and family. So we'll play a fun game.
We'll see. All right, I'm going to open it up. I'm not sure how many pieces are in here.
But there's five.
There's a few. But give me a second to open it up.
Watch your fingers.
Yeah, and I was going to use a knife. And then I immediately was like, this is not how I want this episode to go. Just hearing a live take of slicing my finger.
At least not till we start recording video for these.
Oh, they're individually wrapped. There's different questions on here.
Okay, yeah.
So what I'll do is here. I'll hand you yours, but I'll read it first.
Okay.
So you know the question. What kind of books do I read?
Good question.
Well, what kind of books do I read?
Oh.
Oh, wait, are you asking me? Yeah, you'd be asking me. Yeah. Well, that's yours, so you'd be asking me. What kind of books do you read? Instruction manuals.
I mean, I do miss when games came with
instruction manuals. See, there it is. Called it. I read you like a book or an instruction manual.
Yeah.
Okay, my question for me to you, who do I share my chocolate with?
Me.
I mean, technically, yes, but more accurately, no one.
Well, I mean, I'm holding in my hand a piece of chocolate that you gave me.
Well, yeah, but it's for the show. Yeah, you're not wrong. All right, let's just try this. Oh, they're very light.
Oh, that's because they're hollow.
Oh, really? Yeah. Well, they're not hollow. They're just like flat.
Yeah, the...
It reminds me a lot of like a...
There's something it reminds me of. I'm wondering if you're going to say that. Are we on the same page?
Well, like the candy things? What I was going to say, it reminds me a lot of the chocolate you get at Easter, like the Russell Stover chocolate bunny or whatever.
I was going to say Advent calendar chocolate.
It's the same vibe. Yeah. It's pretty good, though.
Yeah.
Give it a 4.
I'm going to go 3.5. Not my favorite kind of chocolate, but it is.
See, I like that kind of chocolate. So for me,
reminiscent of a fun holidays for me.
Well, thanks so much, Fitnot, for that. That's really cool. It was a fun exploration of how good the Google Translate app is. And it again, like, I think it's just one of those things where if it can't focus on every single word, it throws off the whole meaning. And the text is kind of small on this, so it kind of makes it tricky. But when it does it well, you get the meaning.
I do appreciate candies that add a
have a fun a little dimension. Game. Yeah.
Because then, you know, there's a whole theme to the candy, which is fun. I wish more candies did that here in the States.
I agree. All right, another item?
Yeah, we've got two
more. Two more left. All right, we'll finish with this guy here, because I have to look up the name of it.
Oh, okay.
Up next, we have another one, another submission from another coworker, colleague, friend. Basically, all of his I got from people at work. But hey, you know, it's awesome that they did that. This is from Jess. She gave me these Happy Moments Choco Pies. This is a popular dessert in Korea, South Korea specifically. As you can see on the back, it has the manufacturer being a product of South Korea. But she said it's a popular like dessert there, something that's like commonly eaten as a treat. So I thought, hey, this is another one for the show, baby.
Yeah, and it's nice. I mean, that you get items from your coworkers. Yeah. I had one coworker. I was like at a networking event, which is always awkward anyway.
Yeah, those things are just a forced moment to try and...
But it came up, you know, I introduced myself and she said, as a handful of people have over the course of my adult life, they said, oh, you should be in radio. And I said, well, it's funny you mention. Now I have a podcast where a friend of mine and I, we talk about different snack foods and cereals and we rank them and everything. And then someone else overheard and was like, oh, what's your favorite cereal? And I responded in the perfect way to make them think, my God, I never am going to listen to this podcast. Because I started thinking about what my favorite cereal was. I should have just said whatever cereal came to mind. Doesn't matter if it's my favorite. Just say a cereal and then talk about it. That's like, the whole point of the podcast.
It's like Ralphie talking to Santa in A Christmas Story and just blanking on what he wanted.
Yeah. Like he's thinking about his whole life. All he wants is that Red Ryder BB gun with all the bells and whistles. The guy said, what's your favorite cereal? And I thought, well, boy.
I like chocolate cereal.
But which one? There's so many.
All of them.
Let me think about it for an uncomfortably long time.
Don't worry. We've got this part out of the episode when this happens.
The editing room. That's where the magic happens.
Look, I don't do live shows, okay? Yeah. I get it, because you want to think of something that's like interesting and not just the bog standard answer, but then you're just like locked into the struggle in your mind of like, what's too common? Is this too obscure? What can I say if I pick this one? Oh my God, they're staring at me. Yeah.
Yeah. It was rough, and probably doesn't come as a surprise to anyone either in the room or listening at home. Our numbers did not go up after that network.
No uptick, huh?
No, not even a little bit.
Okay.
I know now, though, what to do when someone says, oh, what's your favorite whatever? I just say something.
Just get it out and then just start rolling with it.
That's the key. Well, anyway, choco pies.
Yeah, let's give it a whirl. It looks pretty good.
Cheers.
I like the smell. It's got a nice, like, airy, cakey, desserty smell. Want to get more water?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I thought it was a bit dry.
It was a little dry. That may not be a function of it, though. Because you've had these for a minute.
I haven't had the choco pies that long.
No, I see.
So I don't think they're... Let me see if there's an expiration date. Yeah, I don't know. Oh. Wait, no. Wait. Oh. Yeah, they're old. I don't know where these were purchased. Look at the bottom of the wrapper and check the dates. They're a little old.
Well, a little. I mean, it's not... Oh, wait a second.
Yeah, I was going to say, look at the last couple digits of the year.
Well, I have 2 years. That are quite far apart.
My guess is one is like when it was manufactured, and the other is when...
It
was probably like the best buy.
Mine has 12/1/20, and then the other one is 11/30/21. But they're reversed because it's international date format. Yeah. But it's not. I guess it's over 6 months, so maybe it's 7 months.
Yeah.
Almost a little over 50% longer than their listed shelf life. But even so, I mean, the dryness then, let's assume that they're not as dry normally.
Yeah, I'll give them the benefit of the doubt on that.
Flavor-wise, I don't know exactly what to make them, because they kind of had like a bitter coffee flavor a little bit for me, which I'm not normally a fan of.
Yeah.
But it kind of worked. I do wish there was a little bit more sweetness, but... I know like a moon pie or something is what I thought to compare this to when I was looking at it. Those are so sweet that I don't want any more, but this is subtle enough that I could probably eat one and then either have another or just carry on with my day and not really feel heavy.
I don't know how much of it I can attribute to it being past the expiration date or how much of of it is the flavor, but I didn't get a lot of flavor out of it either, really. What was there was fairly low-key. So I feel bad rating it a 2, but in its current state, it's a 2.
I'm gonna say 3 because I'll bet when it's not 7 months after it's supposed to be eaten, it probably is a very different experience.
I would agree, but I don't know what that experience is, so I can't, in all fairness.
But you can punish it.
I can't give it a theoretical better score. I just have to grade it on what it is right now.
Well, why don't we'll order more, and then we'll have one fresh.
A redemption arc?
Yeah, we'll have a sequel episode to the Choco Pie.
And we'll I can roll with that.
I don't know how much they cost. They're probably expensive to come in from South Korea, but we might be able to find them somewhere.
Yeah, I'm guessing she got them at a store in the neighborhood, because she lives not near here, but she's been around this part of town a lot, so she knows like the different international stores and markets and stuff. But I don't think it's going to be something that like will always be like that. I think on a good day, it'll be a 3 for sure.
All right, so we have one more food
item. One more snack.
But before we get to that, we'll round out the comments that have come in with, honestly, my favorite one.
Is this another email? Oh, yeah, the email.
Yeah, yes. This is the one that really, because we've been talking about the fan appreciation episode for a while. But this is the one that was like, hey, we got to do it.
Yeah.
We got to recount.
This has really inspired the whole episode, actually,
So who, do you know the person that sent it?
Yeah, that's, I recently got promoted, so now we're on the same level. She was a supervisor, but now we're colleagues.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And from work, she played some episodes or an episode with her 2 kids, and they had thoughts. After hearing it, that's pretty much the setup for the email. And again, these are thoughts, they're shooting straight from the hip, unfiltered.
Well, yeah, you know how kids are.
Oh, yeah.
They say the darndest thing.
And they also say exactly what they're thinking, regardless of how rational or logical
speaking of irrational and illogical,
right
from the top, we're going to see.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see. We might be able to implement some of these suggestions. You don't know.
While you're pulling it up,
you want to start?
I'll read the top line.
Okay.
My kids seem to have a real problem with Billy.
I like these kids already.
And my younger child doesn't understand the premise of the podcast at all. Despite this, they both enjoyed the podcast and would like to listen to more episodes.
See, they're off to a great start.
At least they're fans.
Yeah, yeah.
Of one of us.
Do you want to read? You want to read Riley's and I'll read Lucas's, or?
Yeah,
I can. Okay, or I can do Riley's if you want me to start.
Well,
no, I think you do the second one because all of those are addressed mainly to you.
That's fair.
So I'll do Riley's, okay. So this is from Riley, age 11. Here's his batch of suggestions for the podcast. First, Billy needs to sound more upbeat.
I do my best.
You should try smiling while you're talking. That might come. That's a trick you use in the phone.
That's not a bad
thing. Okay, don't give me the Joker smile here, though. Jeez.
Well, you said to smile while I'm talking.
Yeah, so but now you're like, do you want to know how I got these scars? All about it. Jeez. So find a middle ground there.
Oh, okay, I'll do my best. Thank you. Thank you for that constructive criticism.
Billy needs to like Quarter Pounders.
That I don't know if I can do that one.
You need to try.
I'll give it another shot.
Okay.
The other day I was at McDonald's and they had a deal on Quarter Pounders and Big Macs. And I thought, maybe I'll try the Quarter Pounder. But it was actually Madison. It was like, you don't want to do that. But I'll make sure now that I give the Quarter Pounders their own redemption shot.
That's all we can ask. This is for both of us. You need to eat the food earlier. You guys talked for like 20 minutes instead of eating.
Here in minute 56 of our recording, we have one more food item yet to get to. So.
We've at least mixed it in throughout the episode, in our defense this time.
It's still something we're working on. I hope they've continued to be a listener, but there's definitely been some episodes since we got this that we talked a lot more than we used to.
We may have lost them in the interim.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
Up next, you need to have food ads and not umbrella ads. And there is a little note here. Did not realize the umbrella ad was fake, so +2 for making it convincing.
Well, thank you for that. And I think I did one fake food ad. But if you like the fake ads, let us know, because we haven't done them in a long time. So basically, since we got a real ad, we stopped doing those.
Yeah.
But they can always come back.
Yeah, you never know. I love the next one. This might be my favorite.
So the other one was 1A. This is like 1B.
Yeah, this ties into the previous one, really. Do not say, quote, before the food gets cold, after it has been 20 minutes of talking. They're not wrong. Riley's got a pretty good point. We are walking ourselves into a cold food situation
by doing
that.
It's not just that they're not wrong. They are 100% on the money.
Yeah, it hurts how accurate that one is. The next one I also love. Suggestion for other names for the show. Weird Al Foods, Super Weird Al Foods, and Super Super Weird Al Foods. Which one do you like the best?
Super Weird Al Foods, of the three.
I think Super Super, because it's like Super Super Weird Al Foods.
Well, it's odd that you put the emphasis on Super Super Weird Al Food. I would go
super
Weird Al Food. Like super weird.
Super, super weird Al. Okay, I see what you're saying. Either way. Up next, again, they really want to beat the drum on this.
Yeah, they're beating me like a dead horse here.
Billy needs to like Quarter Pounders like he really does.
I'm going to try him. I promise.
Yeah. He's just making sure, by golly, you get those Quarter Pounders and you like them.
You know what we should have done? If we had prepared for this, we could have had... You could have been like, well, have we got a surprise for you?
Yeah.
And then pulled a quarter pounder. It would have been great because it would have been, by now, just ice cold, having been in the kitchen.
Oh, yeah. Luckily, none of these foods have to worry about getting hot or cold.
Stable.
Yep.
For a while.
Yeah.
Not forever, as we just learned.
But for the rest by day, totally. Yeah. And then the last suggestion Riley, age 11, has, you guys would have a very good podcast if you followed all of my directions. And you named it all three of the alternative names. So we can't just use one name. We have to go with all three of those.
It's a high bar.
We can rotate them. One episode can be Weird Al Foods. The next will be Super Weird Al Foods. And then the third one can be Super, Super Weird Al Foods.
I think that's manageable.
Yeah.
And I think that is in the spirit of the suggestion.
Oh, sure.
All right. So those were Riley's suggestions. Thank you, Riley. And then these next set of five suggestions come from Lucas, age 7. Again, many of them. Directed at me, unfortunately.
Well, I've met Lucas, so it may be just he knows me. And
yeah.
has a bias built in, well, you know.
Well, Lucas is in for a pleasant surprise then, if they're listening now. So suggestion number one, Billy needs to play video games. Suggestion two, Billy needs to like the Game Boy. Suggestion three, you, at this point, I think Billy is assumed.
Yeah, we're really safe
assumption. Need to play your Switch all the time, every day. All the time, every day. Suggestion number four, you need to play your Nintendo GameCube every week.
I do like that the GameCube's only once a week.
Yeah, it's...
Switch has got to be
every
day. It's
the top of the food pyramid. Mm-hmm, it's like mm-hmm. the sweets. You get it as a treat. The Switch, though, that's like
your daily sustenance.
Oh, yeah. And then again, you need to have food ads, not umbrella ads. Really pounding home the fact that the fake advertisements were unrelated to the podcast content, which actually... Both of these kids here, they probably have a mind for marketing to recognize better than Facebook did who our demographics are.
Probably.
It's probably people that want food products, not people that want umbrella products. So yeah. Thank you, Lucas and Riley, for that particular suggestion, because I think it's one that's going to pay dividends down the road.
And hopefully you're still listeners after all these episodes. Because we're just now getting to the suggestions.
Yeah, and we have not implemented very many.
That's still
Lucas,
in the future.
Lucas, though, I think most of Lucas's suggestions have already been nailed. I haven't played the GameCube in a very long time.
Better get on it.
But the Switch comes out. Video games generally come out. Game Boy, I guess, also has fallen behind. Although Switch is kind of like a Game Boy. It's very portable.
Yeah, it is. All right. Well, before we get back to the last snack, I'll go through all the Instagram comments. There's only a few. First one from the first episode. This is from a Twitch friend of mine, Luba. She just wrote, cringe plus Skyline Chili better. It was just a troll comment. So don't worry about it being too
It does sound authentic. Like someone that's agreeing with me, though. Because
Did we even mention Skyline Chili in the first episode?
I don't remember.
I don't think so. I think they even listened to it. They just wanted to say something. Next comment from Madison. Probably the same Madison that's on Facebook.
Is it the same? Are you sure?
Yes, it is.
Oh.
This is from episode 2 when we talked about the ultimate chocolate flavor cream Oreo. Apparently, no, there was no. I think we talked about it, but it never happened at this point. Where we talked about how like the show will just eventually collapse because we'll have a falling out and all that. We had joked about how like you know we'll see how long this goes for until we have that giant issue that drives a wedge. She commented. I'll keep listening just to say I was there for the inevitable fallout.
There's still time. It hasn't happened yet, so it's make sure good. You keep your podcast device tuned in to Prizes Inside.
And following that thread, during the Smart Food episode where we covered the Doritos Nacho Cheese and the Cinnamon Sugar Cupcake flavors, we must have had a disagreement there because Madison again commented, this time just saying, fight, fight, fight.
I don't remember what we fought about. It was.
I don't either.
That was
I don't know. Oh, 3 comments on this one.
Which one? You can't just say this one. You gotta.
Well, I'm surprised. Multiple of them are just spam. But
well, what do they say? We read Alex Sandipo's comment.
This is from the Pizza Hut Spicy Lovers Spicy Double Pepperoni Pizza episode. Oof. First comment is from anushka.iix. Promoted on @_reality_records. That's the first comment. this one, I don't know who these people are.
I don't want to just gloss over that. They promoted our show at Reality Records. That's not nothing.
Well,
thank
you. I don't know if they get, if Reality Records gets the...
Thank you.
They've got 1 million followers.
What?
_Reality Records. We promote all types of podcasts, plus shows, radio, and Spotify. DM for promo.
You were all here. You were.
Oh my God. Fun.
We'll send them a message.
Yeah. Right we got to pick the best episode. Oh my God, look, just any of these have gotten 50-some thousand, 60-some thousand plays for each post. Oh my God.
Reality Records. You joked, and here this person was
this might be our ticket,
trying
maybe.
To do us a favor in promoting us on Reality
what
Records.
What a season finale twist. This is where we have the big breakthrough. Next season, we're going to start out, we're going to be like flush with money, living a good life.
2 weeks from now.
Exactly. All right, well, next comment is from the Tip Touch Podcast.
That maybe doesn't sound like... Well, what they say?
Well, the Tip Touch Podcast is just a couple of guys discussing interesting topics. It's Brett and Eduardo, and yeah, they just had different topics to talk about.
Huh.
So they found us, left
that's
a comment.
That's not what I would have expected based on their name.
And it is about the pizza, so they must not be a bot, because they say, definitely handle the zing, especially when it comes down to pizza. So, hey,
thanks
for that, Tip Touch Podcast.
Yeah.
And I don't know what their content is, so I can't outright endorse them.
We probably shouldn't.
So we probably shouldn't, because good Lord.
I might listen to it myself, just to
throw them give it a listen. But there's a roll of dice whenever you listen to a podcast that's just by two dudes.
That's called the Tip Touch.
Yeah, like, we don't know.
Like,
we're just reading what has been left on our social media pages. And then another comment from ravi.rk140, promoted on @_reality records. Same thing.
Well, look out. They're reality records.
What's weird is it says four comments, but I only see three.
One of them probably got deleted.
Yeah. Two comments on the Coca-Cola Starlight episode.
Okay. That was one of our more popular episodes.
Yeah. The first comment is from Devin. This is somebody I worked with in my previous job. She said, I just tried this and I loved it. Can't wait to see what y'all thought of it. So they were excited to hear our thoughts. Probably when the episode dropped, they commented.
I hope Devin agreed, at least with me.
Yeah. They also send us some messages, like when they find stuff worth us checking out. So they're always...
A few people have. We still have some non-appreciation, just full episodes in the hopper from other submissions. So.
And then Liuba also comments, cringe plus Skyline Chili better. Again, just trolling.
Well, they're cringing at you agreeing with me about Skyline Chili. Whatever.
They didn't listen to any of the episodes. Oh, comments on the Moon Cheese episodes. Here we go.
Oh, this is great. Moon Cheese, friend of the show.
Okay. And it's from them, actually. So they commented on our first post where we took a picture of the package they'd sent us, the one where we laid it out real nice. Said, can't wait to try it. Check out our episodes when they drop. And they responded, we can't wait. Happy snacking. And happy snacking it was indeed.
What great folks over at Moon Cheese.
And the next comment they left was on the actual first episode of the two-parter.
Oh.
And they say, we say, never too cheesy.
They're not wrong. I mean, no. It's basically pure cheese.
Yeah.
Did they comment on the last episode?
Nope.
Oh, I was hoping it would just say cringe. Plus
they liked it, though.
Chili better.
So they at least liked that we posted about it. So there you go. A comment on the Skittles and Fruit Loop Jelly Beans episode. Dakota commented, roller coaster of emotions happening in this one.
Could have been a lot of things.
I think it was because, for example, the Fruit Loops one, we expected multiple flavors and then felt a little let down by that.
Yeah. Was that the food truck one?
No.
Because that one, talk about a roller coaster.
That was the next one. And we have a comment from Devin saying, oh my God, I was cracking up this morning. Which I totally understand. We were definitely not having a pleasant time, but I'm sure it was funny to listen to.
Yeah, after the... Because I had the bag, and I was picking through to find the good flavors. But I accidentally grabbed a guacamole one.
Oh, no.
And I just thought, these are in the trash.
That's it. We're done here. Yeah, that's fair. Here's a comment on the picture of the Pepsi maple syrup cola box when it came in the mail. Devin commented, woo! They were excited for us.
It was very exciting to have gotten.
Mm-hmm. Let me see if there are any more. We're getting close to the end of the road here. And that's that. That was the last comment, was the woo.
Well, that's a good last comment.
Yeah.
We're at 1 hour and 10 minutes currently.
Yeah, this is our big, supersized episode season finale. We got one more snack to try, and then we can head on out.
See if all these comments make it in the final.
They should. All of it. Include all of it.
That was your thought initially as well.
I mean, when we edit it, it'll cut down to under an hour, I guess.
Oh, probably well.
So, yeah, I'm not worried about it. We anticipated this being a deluxe size episode, so it's fine. Well, we got one more snack to try. Did you have any more comments you wanted to read or anything at all?
This one
is again from work. Don't know who provided it because, well, I'll explain why. We have a free table when you come inside where people can put stuff they're trying to get rid of. Things from home or whatever. It's just a fun thing to have. Grab something or take something or leave something or whatever. And somebody left a box of these treats. And so I took one because I thought, what the heck, I'll take one home. We can try it for the podcast. And it's called, I have it up here, Goncito. It's an artificially flavored strawberry and cream filled cake with chocolate flavored coating.
Chocolate flavored coating?
Yes.
So it's not chocolate coating.
It says chocolate flavored. Sweeten your adventure. And if you look up what Goncito is, this is from the, let me see what the company name is here. Marinela is the company that makes it. A gansito is a Mexican snack cake described as a strawberry-flavored jelly and cream-filled cake with chocolate-flavored coating. they took it from the website.
Yeah, I know. It sounded like it was like a translation.
Or right. It is made and distributed by the Marinela brand, blah, blah, blah. So a straightforward snack, but it's got like a strawberry kind of like filling. It's got like a cream filling in there too. And it's got like a chocolate outside. It looks good.
Well, let's crack it open.
All right. So this is going to be the finale, having this one. And whoever brought this to work, thanks so much. We got like all this stuff we had today from people at my work, which I thought was really cool.
Yeah.
So shout outs to everybody.
It's five more things than I've gotten from anyone in my work.
There's a lot of cool people at work, so I'm really appreciative of it. Let's see. Yours is the least...
Yeah,
destroyed. I'll just cut on yours. All right, pick your poison. I figured because I fingered the other one.
Yeah.
Yep. So here we go. You can see the cream filling and the strawberry in there.
And the chocolate flavoring.
On the outside, yeah. Thoughts?
It was pretty good. It's like a strawberry Hostess cake for context for our American listeners. It was a very strong strawberry flavor.
Yeah, I was really impressed by how much I noticed the strawberry.
And it's important to say strawberry flavor. It's definitely like an artificial strawberry, but the chocolate covering was pretty good. The chocolate flavoring, I should say. You know, I could imagine going somewhere and seeing the components of this dessert as a really fancy dessert, like a shortcake with a strawberry filling and then drizzle the whole thing in like a little bit in chocolate. And it was kind of just like a quick on-the-go version of that.
I can see that. And I don't disagree. I was really impressed by it because it was flavorful, but not too like artificial tasting or too sweet. Yeah. There wasn't too much going on of anything. They all complemented each other well. I liked it a lot.
Yeah, I think it was a good one to end on.
Yeah, I'm going to give it a quattro.
Yeah, same. Four.
I was thinking five, but I don't think I've ever liked a strawberry-filled dessert enough for a five.
Yeah, there's...
But this is an ideal version of that. If you like strawberry and chocolate and cream, this is a good choice.
Yeah, I think the fancified version of it would probably be a five. Because like I'm thinking of strawberry shortcake, but just with chocolate.
Yeah.
So it does seem like just a real good combination. Strawberries and chocolate, strawberries and shortcake.
Mm-hmm.
Mash them all up together and you got yourself a delightful, much fancier Twinkie.
Oh, I think this is better than the Twinkie.
Yeah. This is like the
Pinkies fancy, out Twinkie.
Yeah, little Debbie snacks.
Yeah.
The whatever your favorite little Debbie snack is.
A little higher end. Yeah.
Yeah.
But not much. It's like the Wendy's to a McDonald's kind of scenario.
I can see it.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Well, thanks so much, anonymous person. I tried to figure it out, but I never did. So.
It'll always be a mystery. Maybe it wasn't a coworker at all. Maybe it was a stranger.
Someone well, thanks so much for that strange deposit.
Left some strange food on the desk and then disappeared into the night.
Well, they had to have had a badge to make it in that far, so had to be had to be an inside job, regardless.
Well, hopefully,
but you never know.
It's hopefully, true. We make it to season two.
Speaking of which, I think that'll do it for season one, right?
Basically, I do. There's one thing it never came up organically, but we can end on a cliffhanger. I was at the store. Last week. So I was at the store and I was in the cereal aisle. And, you know, I'm not a name brand cereal kind of guy.
All too well.
Because they're very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Reese's Puffs, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, and Lucky Charms, all General Mills offerings, were on sale, but only of a particular size. The regulars, not the big size, just the regular size. They were basically all 30% off, 30 to 40% off, give or take. So I bought a bunch.
Yeah.
But I think that by the time we start recording for our season two, when I go back to Kroger and look at those cereal boxes, they're all going to be 1/4 to 1/2 ounce less in the box. I'll bet they were on sale to clear the stock because they're about to shrink the boxes but charge the same amount.
Did you make a note of the size?
I still have the boxes.
Okay. Make sure you document this so we can check.
I think it's 10.5, 11, and 11.5 ounces, depending on the cereal.
It's possible.
Yeah.
It's happened before with other products, and it'll happen again.
I think General Mills is trying to pull a fast one, but I'm not going to let them get away with it, and nor should you if you're a listener.
You might hear it here first.
Don't put up with that inflation nonsense. Or if they're going to inflate the price, just increase the price. Be courageous about it.
Well, the thing is, a lot of these places know they don't have to inflate the price, but because there's inflation going on, they're like, we're going to ride this train all the way to Gravy Town. Sure.
And if that's what they were doing, that'd be one thing. But don't shrink the box. Just
raise
prices to my face. Trying to fool me.
Don't be sneaky about it. Just be upfront. I respect that more.
Yeah, exactly.
I get it.
Now, it's possible I'm wrong, and I go back to the store, and they're all the same size, and just happen to be on sale. And if that's the case, General Mills, I'm sorry.
General Mills, not a sponsor.
No, General Mills, absolutely not a sponsor.
Maybe never will be.
After so we'll see what happens, but that's my prediction.
What an exciting way to end this.
Yeah.
An air of wonder as we close out.
Oh, yeah, people have to have a reason to tune in next season.
That's true.
Which we expect to be, give or take, about 2 weeks.
A few weeks away.
Yeah.
Just a little bit of a break, not in the sense of just taking a break to relax, but just to try and improve things, reapproach things, get feedback,
etc. Yeah, we lost our episode buffer because of illness and
other
things.
So we have to build that back up. And speaking of feedback, this is a great opportunity again for anybody listening to leave any kind of feedback they have. This is now the time to do it if you want us to implement it into the show.
Yeah.
Because we have that buffer. So if your feedback comes in a little bit after this episode comes out, it may not be implemented until like a couple of episodes into the new season.
Yeah.
But we'll take it to heart. We very much value all the input we get.
Yeah, because now we're not going to be recording. We might just spend the night fiddling with our setup.
Yeah.
Fiddling with whatever. All to improve the show for you, our listeners.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then we'll also, if you have any suggestions on how to, I don't know, say market a podcast, because the thing that we've tried so far failed spectacularly. Facebook ads, also not a sponsor. So if you're thinking about advertising on Facebook,
maybe don't.
Maybe, depending on what you're advertising. They must be successful because they make a lot of money, but we got a lot of clicks that didn't generate anything.
Didn't amount to a hill of beans.
Facebook interaction. So rethink it, and also send suggestions to prizesinside@gmail.com.
That's our email address.
That's prizes, plural, inside@gmail.com. And if you are among the folks that we call out in our next fan appreciation episode, reach out to us on social media as well. The handle's the same, prizes inside.
Yep.
On Facebook.
Easy peasy to find.
Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
And speaking of email address, if you think we should get a website, let us know. Would you like a centralized location for all of your prizes inside needs? I'm not saying it would happen, but it's something we could look into.
It's something that should happen.
It probably should, but...
Because, I mean, I am a developer by trade, so the fact that it hasn't happened yet, that's mostly on me.
I guess.
One day we'll have one. We'll do our best to get one out.
But in the meantime, yeah, let us know if you think we should have a website, what should be on it if we do.
That's actually a really good thought, is what should be on the website. What do you want to know about the show? What do you want to know about the things we're trying? All those types of things.
Yeah, and even just on our social media pages, do you want more pictures of stuff we're about to eat, more pictures of us doing stuff, more behind the scenes? Or do you like just us posting the episodes and leaving it at that? Let us know. We're guessing here. We're flying in the dark.
We really are. The long and short of it, the theme that we're trying to get to is just let us know.
Yeah.
Let us know literally anything.
Please, God.
We're open.
Is somebody out there?
We're open to all suggestions. and we love to hear them. And I think that's all I have. So thanks for sticking around as long as you have for so many episodes. And
even if this is your first episode.
What's definitely going to be over an hour's worth of episode this time, looking at the clock.
Oh, yeah.
So, thank you.
Yeah.
Genuinely, thank you.
This has been a fun hobby, but, you know, as long as anybody listens, I'm happy doing it. Gives me an excuse to try weird foods.
Anyway, I'm Billy.
I'm Jeff.
And we love hearing from you, and we're glad that you enjoy hearing from us.
See you soon. Thank you.